Many Florida voters were looking forward to a face-off between the two GOP candidates on Meet the Press yesterday. But then Rubio declined to appear opposite the governor. His campaign claimed that he was obligated to debate Crist on Fox News first before making any other stops on the talk circuit. On Saturday, WMNF asked Crist what he thought of the move.
I can't believe it. I mean, you know, my opponent's a guy who says he's going to stand up to President Barack Obama, yet he's not willing to sit down with David Gregory on Meet the Press and debate me. I mean, it's hypocritical. What else can I tell you?
Rubio, whom Crist faces in the August GOP primary, has gotten national press for his unabashed support of so-called Tea Party values. Crist said Saturday that Rubio's criticism of federal spending is disingenuous, as evidenced by a pricey haircut he charged using a GOP credit card. Crist, who brought his barber along to illustrate his point, said that voters are starting to recognize this.
Oh, I think they realize that it's all a facade, you know, that you say one thing, yet you do another. I mean, you know, since I've been governor, we've cut the budget by $7 billion. I signed the largest tax cut in the history of Florida. When he was Speaker of the House, he sent me a budget with almost $500 million of earmarks that because the people of Florida, God bless them, they gave me this veto pen, I was able to get rid of it. I mean, you want the real deal? You want somebody who lives within their means and will reduce spending?
In recent weeks, Rubio has beaten the governor, who in this race is painted as a moderate, in some polls by nearly 20 points. But with the primary still months out, it is still anyone's game. In response to Rubio calling the Crist campaign's focus on the former speaker's spending an act of desperation, Crist said, quote, "Welcome to the NFL." On Saturday, he explained what he meant by this.
Well, yeah, well, it had just come out that he had spent all this money on a $130 haircut and, you know, all these other crazy things, and he kind of was whining about it, and I said, well, you shouldn't be upset about it. I mean, this is the big leagues. Welcome to the NFL. I mean, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. You know, he's not running for dog catcher. We're running for the United States Senate. It's important, and we're representing the fourth largest state in America if you win. And, you know, if you're not ready to mix it up, then don't run.
The Crist Rubio race has gotten national attention. Some, like Crist supporter Scott McIntyre, see the race as symbolic of a greater rift within the Republican Party.
This race is about a fight within the Republican Party between the far right and the moderates in the party. And the far right wants to drive out all moderates in the party. They are no longer interested in conciliation. They are interested in driving all moderates and all people of mild minds out, and it essentially is a fight between good and evil.
Crist and Rubio are scheduled to debate on Fox News on the 28th of this month, almost 5 months ahead of the primary, which happens August 24th. The winner will likely face Democratic U.S. Congress member Kendrick Meek in the general election this November. Reporting from downtown St. Petersburg, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.